Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom.
And isn't it great just to be together on Shabbat, even though it's a little rainy outside? I didn't see rain last year because I was in California, but it's really wonderful to be with everybody. And, you know, for Shabbat, I just like to think back on the last week and think of something good or fun. So we'll start with my younger friends, and let me welcome the fifth graders, the rising fifth grade who are here tonight, and also their teachers. So for any of my younger friends, you know, think, have I been at camp? Have I been at the beach? Have I done something with my friends that was fun? Have I been really nice to my parents? What's something good or fun from the last week? Raise your hand. We've waited this side with the kids, so here we go, and say your name.
My name's Ruby, and going to a Girl Scout camp was fun.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And do you have something? Think about it. Okay, come on over here. Come on over. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Caitlin, and me and Zachary got to visit our cousin's house, and we went to Maine.
Wow, that's great. Anybody else? Yes.
My name's Shana, and I went to camp.
Wow, that's great. Too old. Okay. Yes.
My name is Zev, and I had a sleepover at my camp.
Wow, that's great. Do you want to say your name? Just say your name.
My name is Michael Arthur. Ica.
Good. Anybody else? Something good or fun this week? Any of our adults? Anything good or fun this week? So, my good. We're going to be doing this again later in the service, so adults, you're going to have to participate. So my fun thing is, I love America's Got Talent. It's just like my favorite show. This was the third week of the judges' cuts, and every week, and you want to know how much of a favorite show? Last year, I was at the finals of America's Got Talent, because I was in California, and this is a picture of me at the back of my head at the finals. And it's like, I was about 10 rows back, and like I was watching like the video of it, and there's the back of my head, because I had just gotten a haircut. I really love America's Got Talent, so any week I can see a new episode, I'm really happy. And so we continue with Hinei Matov.
Shabbat Achim Gam Yachad.
Continue with the candle blessing on page 6. I'd like to invite our fifth grade teachers. So all of you are going to be in fifth grade. I'd like to invite Steve Cronenthal, come on up. And his wife Rebecca couldn't be here this evening. And Tammy Stein, come on up. And her husband Barry, come on up to light the candles.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu le'ad lichner shel Shabbat.
I forgot to ask one other person about something fun that that person did this week, and that is Rabbi Rappaport. What did you do this week?
Went hiking in Shenandoah National Park and camped, luckily, in the part of the week where it didn't rain too much, so it worked out well.
Great. Thank you. And we continue with Shalom Aleichem on the Shalom Aleichem page, which is page five, right? Okay, good, because we had thought it was 7.
Boachem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei elyon. Mi melech malachei ha-malachim, kadosh baruch hu. Shalom aleichem, malachei ha-sharet, malachei elyon. Mi melech malachei ha-malachim, kadosh baruch hu. Boachem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei elyon. Mi melech malchei ha-malachim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Shalom aleichem malachei ha-sharet malachei elyon. Mi melech malchei ha-malachim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Zeichem l'shalom malachei ha-shalom malachei elyon. Mi melech malchei ha-malachim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Shalom aleichem Beit Malachei Elyon. Mi Melech Malachei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yai, lai, 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 yai, lai, lai, lai.
For Baruch Hu, page 8. I would now like to call on our rising fifth graders. I think there's three of you. Are there more? But I will say this is approximately 30% of the class. So you know what? That's not bad in the middle of the summer. So you are going to, let's see, I will stand here. You probably
know. They're pros. They're pros.
And you're tall enough now to see over the pulpit. Okay, so this is when God made the world, and
when God made the world, God made it full of light. The sun shined by day, the moon and stars by night. God made it full of life. Lilies, oaks, and trout, tigers, and bears, sparrows.
Fifth grade this year, we start them then coming up for services doing Hebrew. So this may be the last time this group leads when God made the world. So take a mental, you guys are just getting so old. So take a mental picture of your babies who are now almost born bat mitzvah. Okay, you can sit. Thank you so much. The bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promised to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. We rise for Shema on page 12.
Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohim.
Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Le'olam Ba'ed. Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Le'olam Ba'ed. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol meodecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha beveitecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtav tam al mezuzot beitecha, uvish arecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem, et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hoseti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When we came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. We praise you, eternal God, who freed your people Israel.
Say 14. Okay, so rising fifth graders, I want you to look at the Vishamru in the Hebrew, okay? And if you count in 1, 2, 3, 4 words, there's a very short little word there. So let's see if you remember your Hebrew. Do you know what it says? I'll wait till everybody. Zev, do you know? Shana? Okay, call it out. Yay, it is. They remember their Hebrew. So, and what do we do when we sing it? We get up. Okay. Vishamru.
Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorot ha-merit olam Vishamru Shamayim et ha'aretz Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat la'asot et ha'shabbat l'dorot ha'merit olam uvayom hashvi'i shabbat v'yinafash shabbat v'yinafash Shabbat Vayinafash Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot Et HaShabbat L'dorot ha-merit olam Vishamru
One of the most special places for the Jewish people is the Western Wall in Jerusalem. And for those of you that haven't seen pictures, the bricks of that wall are giant. They're like from the end of that podium to the end of this podium, and they go up and up and up, and there are little spaces between the bricks. And people that want to give special prayers, they put a little note in the wall. And it's a very, very holy and special place. So when we come to our next set of prayers, the Tefillah, that's also a time of our own prayers at the end of the silent prayers. And all of these prayers are connecting with God to leave our personal prayer notes in the wall that we think of in our hearts. Please rise for the Tefillah on page 16.
Adonai Sifatai Tivtach Ufi Agita Hilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu, Velohe, Avotenu, V'imotenu. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Bahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizoker Chaste Avot V'imahot, Umeivig Uva Livne Benehem, Lama'an Shemo Biahaba, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Abraham Ve'ezrat Sarah. Together on the top of 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding from parent to child, from generation to generation. Page 18. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live lives, preparing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Lo Kol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We continue on page 19 at the bottom. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth, which day by day supports us, for our friends and family who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all this and more, we give thanks. We continue with Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom. Tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Sim shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Sim shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Adinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, adinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad, Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad, Be'or panecha, be'or panecha. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amen.
continue with Misha Berach on 24. Misha Berach, Imotenu va'avotenu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebekah and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, send them refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love, and guide their caregivers to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai, rofe ha-cholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends health and strength to those who are ill. Amen.
Mishaberach avotenu mekor habracha leimotenu, may that source of strength who bless the ones before us, help us find the courage to make our lives a blessing, and let us say Amen. Mishaberach imotenu mikor habracha leavotenu. Bless those in need of healing with refuah shlema, the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say Amen.
We pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Say shalom.
Shabbat Shalom again, everybody. Let's try that again. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Cool. And so if you, my younger friends, my older friends, going to do something just to really help somebody else, it might be something small, might be something big. What do you do to help other people? Fifth graders, I'm going to look for your help and not leave me hanging here. Huddle, talk to a parent, other kids. What are things in school with friends that you might do that help other people? Adults, we're going to need some good role models here, so I'm going to come to you too. Okay, here we go. Say your name and then help, tell us.
Shayna Ann, cleaning your room.
Very good. Other things to help. Yes.
Zev and sitting with people at lunch.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, if you're lonely at lunch, to have someone sit with you is great. Anybody else? Anybody else? Adults, think community service. I want to hear some role models. Yes.
My name's Ruby, and if they're new to your school, you can make friends with them.
Very good. Very, very good. You know, there was once a college football team, and the head coach gathered all the players around, and as coaches would do, said, take a knee. And instead of talking about football, the coach said, what's something that you did to help somebody else today? One or two people might have raised their hand. The coach said, every day at the start of practice, that's what I'm going to ask. What have you done to help somebody else? And that's what it means to be a team. So adults, or any kids that haven't gone yet, things that you do. Maybe somebody that works at Wharton. And, oh, yes!
Deliver food donations to the food pantry.
Great. Has anybody brought food donations here to the temple? Wow, that's I don't think I'd ever see that in any other temple. So this is a story that takes place in the city of Spot. And there was once a woman there, and she was very, very wealthy. But people thought of her as very, very stingy. And so she went to the rabbi and talked with the rabbi and said, you know, I want to do something nice to help somebody else. And the rabbi thought for a minute and said, Friday morning, I want you to get 2 loaves of challah, and I want you to put them in the ark. So that Friday morning, the woman went out, got up early in the morning, got 2 beautiful loaves of challah, and put them there in the ark. Well, almost as soon as she was done, there was a very poor man, and he didn't have enough for his family, and he went to the ark and prayed, God, if I could only have some beautiful challah, like the challah they make a great harvest. And lo and behold, the ark door was open just a little bit, and there were 2 loaves of challah. And the poor man took them home, and he and his family had a wonderful Shabbat. And the next week, it was the same thing, because on Saturday morning when she came to temple, she looked, and the challah was gone. So the next week, she got up and went and got 2 more beautiful loaves of challah and put them in the ark. And shortly thereafter, the poor man came and got 2 loaves of challah and took them out of the ark. And again, for a third week, got up early in the morning. I love Rabbi Rappaport's got up early in the morning, put the challah in the ark, and the poor man came and took them, and it would seem that everybody was very happy. Everybody was happy except for the person who took care of the synagogue, whose job was called the shamus. And the shamus began looking at the ark and seeing crumbs in the ark. The shamus was none too happy. And so Early Friday morning, the shamus went to the back of the synagogue and decided to watch and see what was happening. And lo and behold, the shamus saw the rich person with two loaves of challah and putting them in the ark. And almost exactly the same moment, the poor person came in and took the challah out. And the shamus turned and dashed to the rabbi's office and said, "Rabbi, Rabbi, come here." And the rabbi came, and the shamus said, "Rabbi, look, she's leaving. He just came in. They're putting challah in the ark. What are you going to do about it? Please." And the rabbi said, "Shh, be quiet. It's not easy to make a miracle." And so for my younger friends, whenever we help anybody else and they feel really good, and the kinds of things that you shared were so beautiful because they were really thinking of other people, welcoming people, cleaning your room so that your parents feel that they don't have to ask you all the time, making friends with a new person, sitting at lunch, are all ways of helping others and helping at work and helping at food. And that's also what we call, it's just a beautiful thing to do, but it's our miracle of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Plenty of challah for everybody.
We continue with Aleinu on page 25, and I'll ask our fifth graders again to come on up and open the ark. Maybe there'll be a challah in there, I don't know. Please rise. The middle of page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. So it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. This evening, we hold in our hearts the memories of these cherished loved ones. During their year of mourning, we remember fondly our members, Sheldon Miller and Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Vicki Roslyn Cohen Kyphus, cousin of Eleanor Shoemaker, Sanford Bear, brother of Mitch Bear, Major General Joseph A. Ahern, friend of Sandy and Jamie Adams, George Greenberg, uncle of Jack Schreibman, Elliot Silverstone, cousin of Sharon Kaufman, Beverly Krizanovic, neighbor of Stephen Rothandler, Tom Thurston, friend of Susan and Pete Holleran, Marjorie Boyd, aunt of Greg Mills, and Melvin Altman, brother-in-law of Richard and Betty Jacob. And we remember our beloved members on this, their yard site, Susan Feitelman, Ron Sandler, and Lynn Elowitz, mother of Diane Haspel. And we remember the yard sites this week, precious loved ones of our members, Beatrice Gassman, Ralph Vest, Morris Watkins, Joan Fishman, Ray Helitzer, Clara Katz, Marilyn Seifert, Morris Malik, Grace Botello, Marlene Siegel, Harry Bernstein, Tilly Lubar, Donald Perlman, Gail Peck, Abraham Perlin, Lester Boyd, Ada Liu, Steve Potash, Jeffrey Smith, Bill Harrison, Karen Rosenfeld, Keith Ruttenberg, Samuel Wolf, Evelyn Wolf. We honor all of their memories, all that they brought to this world as we stand together and recite Kaddish on page 28. Yit Gadal v'yit Kadash Shemei Rabbah V'alma divrach rutei v'yamlich malchutei B'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye decho Beit Yisrael, ba'agala uv'izman kariv imru, amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevarach le'alam almei almaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei dekudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran bialmav imru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. O se shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru ve'imru, V'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
We move from a sacred time of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat? And also, are there any under B'nai Mitzvah age August birthdays in the house? Anybody? Wow. Yes? No? No. Okay, so anyone who has an August birthday, we're wishing you goodness around the universe. So we will continue with Kiddush, and I think I will ask everyone, this is so original, this is for the third week in a row, anyone under college age? Sophie, you just make it under. Anyone under college age? Come on up for Kiddush. And because Sophie only has two more weeks of being under college age, we'll let her hold the cup. Kiddush is on page 29. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav V'ratzavanu V'shabbat Kodesho B'ahava U'ratzon Yimchilanu Zikaron L'maaseh Bereishit Ki Hu Yom Techila L'mikra Kodesh Zecher L'tziyat Mitzrayim Kivanu Vacharta V'otanu Kidashta Mikol Amin V'Shabbat Koshecha V'Ahava U'Ratzon Hinchaltanu Baruch atah Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbat. Amen. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. You may be seated.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Good. Rabbi Crystal warmed you up. I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to tonight's fun family surface. Welcome, fifth graders, all three of you. I hope you had fun as we worshiped. And I can tell by watching these fifth graders, they are getting B'nai Mitzvah ready. I'm impressed. So our miracle of Shabbat is helped each week by our ushers, greeters, and our own X-Stars. Thank you so much for your support of the service. Welcome back, Rabbi Rappaport. I hope you are well rested as we sprint to the first day of religious school on the 26th of August.
Yes!
and of course, High Holy Days. And thank you, Rabbi Rappaport and Rabbi Crystal, for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in song. And everyone should know that Rachel has is on the injured reserve list, but performed beautifully. Thank you. So I was inspired at the beginning of the service and then again during the sermon. So wasn't it great to see a picture of Rabbi Crystal's back of his head at TBS? So I'm thinking maybe TBS has talent. Yeah, yeah. And there's a group strutting right there. The Kronthals, the Schreibmans, the Glicklands, and the O'Neills, they got some rhythm going there. Okay, that's the first act. And I think maybe we can turn Vishamaru into an act as well. Yeah, okay. So we got two acts so far, five more to go. Summer break, not at TBS. There are 15 events, at least that I counted in the email. I hope you saw it today. There are three important ones in your folder. I know the one in the dark blue is kind of hard to read, but parents of 5th to 12th graders, you will be seeing emails on an event on the 26th of August to kick off the religious school session. Please, who has been to a meet and greet with Rabbi Crystal? Okay, and keep your hands up. Who has not yet been one, but is signed up for one? Okay, great. Put your hands down. Thank you. For those that did not put your hands up, please sign up for one. While it's great for you to get meet Rabbi Crystal, part of what we're doing is collecting the stories so Rabbi Crystal gets to know who we are and will help lead us towards how we put together our application for our next settled rabbi. So it's really important. You want some adult learning? Please attend the session number 2 of Worship with Joy, led by Rabbi Crystal. Rabbi, I'm really impressed. You got it all right in the last session. I can teach an old dog new tricks. You know, it followed the exact order you taught us. 5779 is coming, 37 days away. Tickets are going out in the mail next week, and there'll be lots more information coming. If you're new to Temple B'nai Shalom, welcome. Although I only see new people sitting with the Zweigels, so anyway, if you're new, welcome. And if you're interested in membership information tonight, Mark and Sharon Goldman are our representatives, and have a Shabbat Shalom and a peaceful Shabbat and a great week. Thank you.
If you ever see me mysteriously laughing for no reason in my chair, Steve Kronthal probably has something to do with it. So, so just kind of look back there. So we are closing with Od Yavo, Shalom Aleinu, which I think is not in this particular Siddur, but there aren't many words. Most of you know it. And if you want to give any guidance.
Right. We'll start slowly.
We'll start to Od Yavo, Shalom Aleinu. How's that? Ve'al Kulam. All right.
Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kulam, same words. Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Ve'al Kulam, Salam, Salam Aleinu, Aleinu. Salam, shalom, salam, salam. Aleinu salam, shalom. Od Yavo shalom aleinu, Od Yavo shalom aleinu, Od Yavo shalom aleinu, ve'al kulam. Od Yavo shalom aleinu, Od Yavo shalom aleinu, Od Yavo shalom aleinu, ve'al kulam.
Please rise. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be blessed with the spiritual joy of giving to others and others giving of themselves to you. May you feel the holiness that building a compassionate and giving world brings to every heart and every soul. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.